as you can notice, there's Kuf Samach Ches and Kuf Samach Tes are combined. I don't know of any other Simon Shulchan Aruch that is like this. Why does it come out like this?
There's a Simon Shulchan Aruch like
this. Well, well, yes, the Shulchan Aruch is like it as well. The Shulchan Aruch is playing off the tour. It's combined there as well. Right, so why does that turn out like that? So there is a footnote. I don't know if you have in the Ghost Baharos. Do you have such things in your edition?
In the Beit Yosef side? Or in the Shulchan Aruch
side? No, I don't think
so. Oh, you don't have. I have a little asterisk after the Kuf Samach Ches, Kuf Samach
Ches. We have a lot of print.
Yeah, no, so that's because it's a long simon, and those are that's sort of an index to the simon. And in this edition, every simon, it tells you, gives you an index as to where things are in that simon. And it's especially helpful in Torah and the Beis Yosef because it doesn't necessarily line up to the way it is in Shulchan Aruch. Right? The Shulchan Aruch is sometimes in a different order than the way that it appears in the Torah or in the Beis Yosef. So there's a very, of course it's a long simon, therefore it's going to have a long introduction there. But in my edition of the tour, in the tour based Yosef only edition, it has a little aleph following the Kosanathes. It sends you a footnote in the Agos of Aros, which tells you why this is like this. It says, Had the simon ze, I'll read it to you, Had the simon ze, I'll, Had the somin al simon ze shnei osios, Kosanathes, Kosanathes. Right, that, this simon has two letters, or two labels. Hainu, kevan de tfusim ka. In the earlier printings, there are differences in terms of the naming of the simon. Do you name the Tortfus Phibi de Shako? I don't know. Shnas Rishlam and Hey? So, 150 years ago. Okay, yes, check out the shack house if they're related. Uvetur hanifas in Beis Yosef tfus rishon chaser shem simon kuf samach zayin. It leaves out kuf samach zayin. Just gone. Right? Umashalifanei, the simon kuf samach zayin, hu sham simon kuf samaches. And that which we here call kuf samach zayin, they call kuf samaches. So that could mean that there is a missing kuf samach zayin. Could be, or it could just be that someone was counting and they just miscounted. Or right. But with Torah Nitfas im Drisha Uprisha, once you in the Torah that's written with the Drisha Uprisha, Tfus Risha Mechulak Sham Simon Kuf Samach the Shnei Simanim. Kuf Samach, which was the long simon that we started with, so there it divides Kuf Samach into two simanim. And therefore, the rest of them are off. Mitevos velo ribis shebe shas halva levad v'chule. If I matkil sham simen kuf samach aleph. Oh, so from the letters velo ribis, I didn't check it out, but from that letter and onward, that became a simen kuf samach aleph. And then everything that comes afterwards, umashin nitvos v'susim shalana simen kuf samach aleph halav v'sham kuf samach beis. Now, which we have as kuf samach aleph, they have as kuf samach beis. V'chein mashav et fusim shalana simen kuf samach zayin. Same thing with kuf samach zayin. Husham simen kuf samaches, or we simen kuf ayin vahala hushva simano. And kuf samachayin onwards, so they're the same. Bein b'fus faybi deishaku bein b'tor nitfas im drishim prishim tfus rishim. Uvud husay svard v'saloniki is the third possibility. Simen kuf samaches shuvud fusim shalanu mechulak shak lechamisha simano is divided up. It's the five siman. V'chadei lahashvus hatfusim chibrusim kuf samaches kuf samaches. And then in order to put them all together, so the I guess the next edition combined them, and that seems to be the standard the thing that we have now. That kuf samaches and kuf samaches are combined. So nobody has any evidence that there's a missing siman out there. It's just somebody seems to have missed or put something in the wrong place at some point. So for the next that seems like a long time. Month or so, we'll be learning Kuf Samaches, Kuf Samaches. Interestingly, in the Ein Mitzvah, in the Ein Mishpat near Mitzvah, in the Gemara, where it tells you where to find things in Shulchan Aruch, it just lists it off as Kuf Samaches. At least the truth is, I'm using the newest, the Oz V'Hadar edition. I don't know, you can check the older editions. But at least in the Oz V'Hadar edition, just goes at Kuf Samaches, and you're on your own. And also, very importantly, in Rabbi Reisman's book, also it just says Kuf Samaches, doesn't say Kuf Samaches.
Well, he skips.
He just, that's the way he labels it.
Well,
yeah.
That's the first number. So who labeled them in the beginning? Who made up the...
the tour.
So the tour himself labeled it.
Well, yes, but we don't know exactly what he labeled. So there's different printings that have different.
So we don't have Fusiad
from the tour.
Yeah.
As of this reading, as of this edition, they do not yet have a twist of the Torah itself. Okay? So, with that, let's take a look at the Torah itself. So, what is the Torah?
Confucius.
Xavyad. Xavyad of the Torah, yes.
Printing? Gutenberg was.
Yes.
Gutenberg was.
Well, the tour, Gutenberg was 1450.
So the tour was before him then.
Yes, the tour was. The first sefer written during the lifetime of its author was. We mentioned this before. I mean,
printed.
First sefer printed during the lifetime of its author was.
Not the Bible.
The Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef. It wasn't a separate edition, but the Beis Yosef and. Actually, I'm not sure if the Beis Yosef was printed with the tour, but the Beis Yosef was the first thing printed during its author's lifetime. Okay, so, Yisrael Shalova Mos Mehagayis, the tour says, a Yisrael, a Jew, borrows money from a non-Jew, Beribis, Uvikesh Lachzirimlo, and he wants to give money back to the guy. So what is he giving back to the guy? Now, it's a little, it is unclear what exactly is he giving back to the guy. I think the easiest way is just saying that he borrowed $100 from the guy, he's ready to pay him back $110. 1 month goes by, and that was the deal, he's going to pay back $110. So far, so good, right? You're allowed to borrow money from a guy, and you're allowed to lend it back, and you're allowed to pay it back with ribbis. Matsu Chavero, so on his way back to the guy, he's on his way back to Demetrius' house. Good guy's name. Yeah. Okay, he's on his way back to Chris's house. He's going to pay him back his $110. And on his way back, Feivel stops him and says, "Matzah chaver v'amar lo tnam li v'ani ele lecha k'derek shatamala lo. You give me that money." Now, how much is he asking for him to give? I think he's asking him to give $110. So please give me that $110 that you were about to give to the guy, and I'll pay you back that which you were going to give him. What do you mean that which you were going to give him? So not $110, I think it's $120 or $121 or something. Because the guy said, if you pay me back in a month, it's going to be $110. And if you pay me back in 2 months, it's going to be $120. So the Jew says, you give me $110 and I'll give you back the money that you owed the guy, which is going to be $120. Right? So usher. That's not allowed, right? She'ain li Yisrael halva shum esek im agai, because the Yisrael that is the love has nothing to do with the guy. What does the Torah mean by that? Because if one stops and thinks about it, really there are two different loans going on. There is the loan of Chris to, I need a good name, Doiv Ber, right? And then there is the second loan that Doiv Ber gives to Feivel. Now Feivel is going to be giving back Dover more money than Dover gave to Feivel. We call that ribbis. So that is probably an isser of ribbis d'oraisa to do that thing. Yes.
I remember at the very beginning we had a question whether you're allowed to lend to a guy with interest.
In the very beginning.
Well, you have to borrow from him.
When you're allowed to borrow.
Through whom
yeah, so we don't even pass it that way.
Sorry.
Yeah, so that was I think that was one of the early shirim. Yeah, that we look. If it's possible like that, would be Midas Chassidus. I think we even say that, you know, it's like not even, you don't really bother with that. Okay, so afilu omer tenam li vani ele lo kederek shatam ale lo aser de b'shlichuso hu nosein legayis. Then what about the following case? Even if Feivel says to Doiver, instead of me giving you the $120 back, we'll make it much easier, I'll just give Chris the $120 back. All right, then we should all be good, right? No, not so good, because when you give that money, when Feivel is giving that money back to Chris, what is he doing exactly? So says the Torah, you're really just a shliach of Feivel. Instead of paying Feivel back, you're following Feivel's directions about, instead of paying Dov Ber back, you're following Dov Ber's directions about where to deposit it. But you're paying Dov Ber back more money. money than he gave. You're just depositing it where he told, instead of you giving it into his hand, you're putting it over there because he told you to put it over there. But you're still paying back more than you actually took. And therefore, that would, once again, be an Isser D'oraisa of Ribbis. That would be compared to somebody who says to their friend, Ani alvel lecha, amenashet titen haribbis legay. Right, I'll lend you money on condition that the ribbis gets given to a guy. The pshita shu aser. That's obviously would be aser. And then lomi boy im hamalve chayev hamos legay v'haloven nastum lo bishvilo. So it's not necessary to say if the not only if the malve is chayev the money to the non-Jew, and the Lovet gives it to him, bishvilo, on his behalf, ki hacha, ela filu ein ha-malve chayev legoy klum. Let's say the malve isn't even chayev to the goy at all. Ki mediv schar halva nosin legoy haribis al pi ha-malve. Why? Because the schar of the halva, the payment for the loan, was given to the goy. Nosin legoy haribis was already given to the guy based on the malve, so still have a ribis katsutsa. It's still going to be considered.
The schar halva here means in order to pay for the loan, he's giving
him. Nosin legoy haribis al the sorry, in order to pay for the loan, right? The malve didn't actually owe the guy anything. The uber didn't actually owe the ribis to the non-Jew. He had a interest fee loan from the non-Jew. So comes along Fivel and says, "I'll pay him ribis, which you didn't even owe him." So even that's going to be aser. Have a ribis katsutsa. Still, you're establishing an amount of money that you're going to pay to the non-Jew via dover, or sorry, to dover via the non-Jew, and therefore that's still going to be considered ribis katsutsa. Still going to be considered an issue de rice of ribis.
I'm kind of losing the train of thought. Why is Fivel? Is he giving the money at a later point?
Yeah.
At a later point, he says, "I agree to pay the penalty."
Yes.
So, okay. So the first guy, the first Jewish guy, Reuven, whatever his name was, I don't know.
Dov Bear,
okay. So Dov Bear says, "It's not skin off my back, or what?" He's doing five whole favor.
Yeah, he says I'm not losing any money, and yeah, and so Rabbi Reisman in his book, and we've mentioned this before.
He's got to be in arrears with the goy,
right? That's okay because Fivel's willing to pay that arrears.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's good English, but adds Rabbi Reisman here on page 312. Unfortunately, this is common practice.
Really?
Where an individual is unable to secure credit, a friend or relative who has good credit standing will often take the loan and pass it on to him. Interest which is paid by the person who receives the money is ribis katsutsa. Right, so I have a decent credit rating. I borrow money from the bank, and then I give it to somebody else. They're going to pay back the bank. That's exactly what's going on here. Right?
Say that again.
I have a decent credit rating. Right? Somebody else doesn't have such a great credit rating. Right. So I take the money out of the bank. I give them the money and say, "Here's the bill. I'm just going to give you. I'm going to direct all the bills directly to you, and you'll just pay off the loan to the bank." But who's really making the loan? It's really between me and him, and he's paying my interest to the bank. But that's.
Well, you could do it, but he can't do it through you.
You're
allowed to borrow money from the credit card, presumably.
Correct.
But he's not allowed to borrow it through you.
Right. The only way to solve it is to set it up such that he is borrowing money directly from the bank. The problem is,
yeah. Suppose the two of you borrow it as partners.
Okay.
You get away with it.
No, okay. That sounds like it should be okay, but that's not.
You make
that's
a joint
not
loan.
The case.
All right. You and he. Buy a car together.
Okay.
But he's going to use the car.
Right.
And he's going to pay it off.
Right. I mean, it sounds like to me that that's okay, but that's because he's on the... I mean, well, that's also part of the discussion here.
Yeah, his name is... I mean,
his name is on it. He has a direct connection. The issue is that he has to have a direct connection with the guy in order to pay back more than what he has. That's what you're gonna... That's the way that you're going to have to work it out.
If his credit rating is so bad, putting his name on, it avoids the loan. If that's
the case, then there's no interest exchange between two Jews. Why should it be us? In the case where the what's his name, Feivel, is paying back the goy.
Right,
but there's no. He's paying back 120 instead of 110.
He is paying the loan of Dover. Dover is just telling him, "I'll put it over there instead of over here." But really, he's paying back Dover. Dover is the one with responsibility to the guy, so he's the one that's being held out of there. And he's the official Malva in this case, right? So I don't know how common this is. What he describes as common practice, I haven't heard, but. I could see this such a thing happening. It's probably, I don't know, is it legal to do that kind of thing, to borrow money on behalf of somebody? Since he's so bad, I mean, I'm borrowing the money, I can do whatever I want with it, and I'm responsible. Should be, I guess.
My kids borrowed money for college, and I paid the loans.
Oh. No, but that was your loan.
No, it was their loan.
Their loan and the bills came to you. And
no,
you...
no, no. The bills come to them, and I just pay it.
I'm doing that now.
Right. Okay.
Is that a problem?
No. But in this case, you're just paying off their loan.
Right.
That's what?
With interest.
Right. They didn't lend you money. They didn't lend you their college education.
No, they lend my kids money.
Right. No, and you're not a lova to anybody. You never borrowed money in that scenario.
No.
So therefore, that's okay. You're just paying their debt for them. In your case, it's the same thing.
You're paying interest and theoretically given to your kids, so usually they have to fight school. But sometimes they get some of the money.
But in order for there to be a ribbis issue, right, a person, you need a malva and you need a lova.
Right.
So if you're not a lova, you can't be in violation of ribbis.
Right.
So just one more scenario that he mentions here. I think even if you're standing by the guy, Varmelo a guy, the guy says Tanam li Yisrael ze vipater vani etne imo, that even if the non-Jew says give him the money, and I'll exempt you, and I'll deal with him, sheitain li karen veribis, and that make sure that he pays me off. Right, so the equivalent of the bank telling the original loan giver, listen, you're welcome to leave the picture, I'll just talk to him. Still it's Aser. Karen Ribis Aser. Why? Yisrael, near Kenosin Ribis Lagoy Bishlichus. Because the money was actually given to you by the Jew, Nira, it appears as if Kenosin Ribis Lagoy Bishlichus. It's as if he's doing it, Kenosin, you're paying the ribis the guy as his shliach. Now, Bob is saying, but so what? Why is that a problem? So there's an important language change that has taken place here, and that is the word nira. Nira. As soon as you have the word nira, I would assume in any area of halacha, it's always going to be only an issa d'rabbanan. Right? It appears like you're doing this, therefore, hence it's an issa d'rabbanan. So that's what the shach points out, that's only an issue on the level of d'rabbanan.
What is the case here? Two guys are standing next to a guy.
Instead of Feivel coming to Dovber and saying, give me that money, they've gone. Dovber said, no, I gotta give back. I gotta give back to the loan. Finally, Dovber comes to the non Jew, says, here's your money back. And Feivel yells out, hey, but I need it, and I'm willing to take over the terms of his loan. So if the non Jew says to Dovber, okay, fine, give him the money, that's the case here. He says, still us, sir. But it's still us. But it's only necessary to rebut it. This is similar? No, but this is happening in front of the guy. The guy is saying, you do it, and I'll deal with Feivel.
Okay.
So that's only a near problem, and therefore it's only necessary to rebut it, but yet it still is necessary to rebut it. Aval. But what is the exception? The Torah continues, Aval im kibel hagoy hamos miyad Yisrael harishon. If the non-Jew took the money from the hands of the first Jew, from Dovber, unsanam lesheni, and gives it to Fivel, mutter, then would be okay. Afil lo perish beferish apat harishon. If he doesn't explicitly go through this whole language issue, it's still okay. To mistabat the patro, because that's what's going on. He took the money from him and he gave it to somebody else. So he has exempted the exempted Dovber, and he's been mechuyev Fivel. And therefore it's okay. And then, even if he pays back Dov Bear, he gives the ribbis to Dov Bear, it would still be okay. Meaning, if a month goes by and Dov Bear is going by the bank and he says, here, can you give my interest payment to Chris, the banker? Dover is like, well, wait a second, this is like kind of originated from my loan, is that an issue? He says, no, that's okay, because he's really just, in this case, Chris is now, is still the Malva, but instead of being a Malva and Dover being a Lova, Fivel is the Lova. And that's it, those are the only two characters in the play, this is between Chris and Fivel. So if Fivel has money, he needs to get it to the bank, he can give it to Dove Bear. Dover can take it for him, there's no problem. And it's similar to a guy who lends money to a Jew with ribbis, almanas on condition she ten ribbis li Yisrael, that the ribbis is given to a Jew, and that's okay. Oh, it's even more than that. In this case, and even if you want to say, well, it looks like he's giving ribbis to a Jew, he says that's okay. If it is a loan between a non, is what it says. If it's a loan between a non-Jew and a Jew, and the non-Jew says, I want the ribbis to go to Dov Bear. Mutter. That's what the Torah says. Okay, so you take a look in the Shulchan Aruch itself, and then we'll sort of conclude on how far we can get. So, here we go. Kuf Samach Tes. Kama dini ribis hanasis be emtso sa'ubi kuchavim. That you have many dini ribis when there is a non-Jew in the middle of things. So Yisrael. You have a Jew who lends, borrows money from a non-Jew, Beribis, wants to return it to him. The friend says, give it to me, and I'll pay, and I'll pay him back that which you were going to pay him back. I will take over the terms, and because we're extending for another month, I'm willing to take that on and take back the additional month's interest. Usser, right? Such a thing would be prohibited. Why? So the Taz sort of fills in here. So Taz after b'shlichus who knows him l'ovi kochavim. He's really just a shliach to give it to the ovi kochavim. B'doma lo omer l'chavera ni alvel l'cha amenash titin haribus l'ovi kochavim. The person says, I'll lend you money on condition that you pay me back and you give the ribbis to Chris. That's usher. The pshita, the usher. I feel in a malva chayv lovi kachavim. Even if the malva is not chayv lovi kachavim, klum anything. Came into the schar halva nosin lovi kachavim. But if, as a result of the payment of the loan or repayment of the loan, you are now going to be giving to the lovi kachavim a rivis. There. It's still considered ribis katsutza. It's still considered a set amount of that which you're paying, and therefore it's going to be aser. Continues the machaber and says, "Afilu ksav Yisrael sheni shtar b'shmo lo v'kachavim." Even if the second Jew writes a shtar that has his name on it and Chris's name on it, v'nasi mashkonos, and he gives the mashkon over. He himself gives the mashkon to the non-Jew. V'gam nasi haribis lo v'kachavim, and he also gives the ribis to the non-Jew. Still, it's going to be aser. Still, it's going to be aser. There is a potential. What are you upset about, Bob?
Why doesn't that make it its own individual?
Because the loan was taken from the Jew. The Lova is still the Jew in this case. There is a potential exception here, I noticed, in the Chelkas Binyamin. The Chelkas Binyamin suggests that maybe. So it's just the following. He says, "Aval im b'halva harishon min hagoy lo samach hagoy klal al love." If when you had the first loan from the guy is not relying at all on the love. Rak al mashkonos. He was just relying on the mashkon. I mean, if you pay me back, fine. But if not, I'm keeping this, and I'm fine with keeping this. Right? It was called, then you're sort of there's a fine line in that point between a halva and a mecher. right? I'm giving you the money. I'm taking Mashko. In theory, there are returns, but I'm keeping the Mashko otherwise. So min hagoy lo samach hagoy klal alov. He's not relying on lov at all. Rak al Mashko. It's just on the Mashko. Va'achshav kishaba hasheni. Now the second guy comes along. No tari, and the first guy takes away his Mashko from the guy, and the second one gives him his instead. Yesh shekasav demutter. There are those that claim that such a thing would be mutter, because she intervention chayav ol la'akum kolikar. But the first person is not obligated at all, and the second one is the only one that is chayav, and he only has a responsibility to the guy, and therefore maybe that's okay. Why would it possibly not be okay? So he says, well, that case is not mentioned. I mean, the case in because Shulchan Aruch gives you an example of what's okay, and Shulchan Aruch didn't make that case up. That case is found in the Gemara. It said what's okay. What's okay is if you give the money back to the guy and the guy gives it back to the other person. That's okay. So anything less than that is not okay. So this case is a little bit less than that. So then maybe it's not okay. Okay, to clean out a little bit, v'choma, and what the Ramah say here, v'choma shenasan lo'be kolchav v'mafkinan me Yisrael rishon dehavi ribas ketzutza. And all that was given to the non-Jew, you take from the first Jew. You take from dover dehavi ribas ketzutza. V'stayal bil so be considered ribas ketzutza. What is the Ramah talking about here? This gets even more wild. All right, so what do we have? Dover makes this deal with Feivel. And so it's usher. The problem is Dov Ber and Feivel don't realize this. So Feivel is paying. Feivel pays back the money, the loan to the bank on behalf of Dov Ber, violating Ribas Ketzutza all along. Then they come to a Monday night Ribas Shear, or they catch the Shear on Wayu Torah, and lo and behold, such an arrangement is prohibited. So now what happens? Who's Mechuyev to who? Right. In theory, when it comes to ribbis, you can go back to the malve and hold him accountable for that ribbis which you gave him. So what is going on here? See, he can go back to Dov Ber, demand from Dov Ber his ribbis back, in which case Dov Ber is going to be, well, he's not really going to lose money, because in the case that we've described, it was he borrowed $100 from Chris, he was going to pay back $110, he gave the $110 to Feivel, and Feivel's going to give Chris $120. That's the case that we developed. So in that case, Dov Ber is not going to lose money, because his loan was $110. So he'll get his $110 back, but whatever interest is above that, he'll lose. In the footnote in Rabbi Reis's book, he quotes that Shuva for Ravosha, which we've quoted, which we learned, if you learned it inside already, that Ravosha holds that there is no interest payments until the principal is already paid. Right? So if you're in the middle of paying, and there is payment, there's a principal and interest in your payments. So the interest is if it's an usser interest payment, that interest is all just included in the principal, and you work the principal up and up and up and up, and whatever is then above that is then going to be a ribbis issue. So in theory, the Dov Ber is going to hold on most of his money, assuming that he's going to hold on to all of his money. Assuming that he finds out, he listens to the Wayu Torah Shear in the middle of the loan. Right, in the middle of the loan, so then that's when that Shulah of Moshe is then going to come into play. Fine. And then he says, V'hua din imi Yisrael hayachayav mos, below ribbis, yishlo din zed. So too, if the Yisrael is chayav mos, and not ribbis, he only owed Chris $100. He's still, this halacha is still going to apply. V'afilu hem midu etzel ovi kolchavim. Even if they're standing by the non-Jew, v'am lo ovi kolchavim tanam li Yisrael, give the money to Feivel, ze, v'ipater ani, v'ipater, I'll exempt you, v'ani et neimo, and I'll deal with him, sh'itin li a keren ribbis, that he'll give me the keren ribbis, still it's going to be aser. So that's where the tour uses the terminology of Nira, and if you look at the Shach Sif Dalit says the came the Kabul Miyad Yisrael. The problem is that the money is being given to him from the Jew. Nira Kenosin Ribbis. It looks like you're giving Ribbis Lo Mikolchav Bishlichuso and the non to the non Jew as a messenger of his, but yet that's still going to be Aser. Umashma the Bechay Gavda Lo Havi Ribbis Ketzutza. It's not Ribbis Ketzutza. Bechay Kasev Hadrisha Ubach Bedavka Biyatsu Miyadu Derech Halva. About Derech Pikadon Sharif, it was put into his hands in a way of Pikadon, so then perhaps it's going to be Mutter. What does that mean? It was put into his hands as a way of Shmira, and then later on it got converted to a loan, so then maybe then it's also okay according to the Shach. Any ramifications to that? Not too many.
Below Lewis, in Yisrael, Chayah Chayah Maus, below Ribbis. What does that mean?
The Jew, that case is what's where Dovber has a non-interest loan with Chris.
Right.
He's going to pay him back the $100 that he borrowed, yeah. And on his way, and the deal with Chris might have been that if I don't pay you back by this date, then there's going to be a ribbis charge that's going to kick in. Maybe that's the thing. So then along comes... Fievel says, I'll take that money. Ah, there's a ribbis thing that's going to kick in. I'll pay the ribbis.
He says there's no ribbis. Okay, so you're adding in ribbis.
No, there's no ribbis in terms of the original loan between Chris and Dovber.
But ribbis is coming in now. Okay.
He's going to come in later. Yeah. Okay. fine. Beis aval im kibela obi kochavim hamos miyad. But if the non-Jew accepted money from the Jew, Harishon Menasin Lasheni, and gives it to the second person, then it's going to be mutter. Afilim Nosin Haribis Liyad HaYisrael Harishon. Even if he gives the ribbis into the first Jew's hands. Oh, right. Even if the first Jew is then the collector of the ribbis from Fievel in order to get to Chris, right? Dovber is allowed to be the intermediary in order to make that happen. We could do Gimel here. V'chein, im hamidu etzal ovi kochavim. So too, if he is standing with the non-Jew, v'amar hanichem al gabi karka, and he says, put it on the ground. V'chein asin, that's what he does. V'nistalik, and he leaves. V'laka hashenim yisham, so that would be mutter as well. I'm not sure why, that seems to be a smaller chiddush than what's in base. I'm not sure why it's coming later, but that's what's there. So v'yesh omrim, and then comes the Ramah, im amar ovi kochavim li tanem li Yisrael. If a non-Jew says to give it to the Jew, a second Jew, derech pikadon, in the way of pikadon, meaning, hey, let him watch it. Let the second Jew watch it. V'achar kach yehe biyado halva, and then afterwards it becomes a halva. Afterwards, Guy goes to Dovber and says, "Nu, where's that money?" Dovber says, "Well, you told me to what's his name is watching it for me." Says, "Oh, that's interesting. Because that guy wanted to borrow the money from me. Wanted the same loan from me. How about we'll knock you out and I'll set up a relationship with him." So the transfer of money from Jew to Jew, from Dovber to Fievel, didn't take place via halva. It took place via pikadum alone. So maybe that's okay. The shari. So he says v'yishrim, that would be okay. Ho v'lo yatsmi tachas arishim b'tor savah, didn't leave him by way of halva. V'im ha'yisrael hasheni lo asa halva im yisrael arishim. And if the second Jew didn't do a halva with the first Jew, rakim ovi kacham, just with the non-Jew, but kochavim amar le lekablam mi Yisrael harishon vayisrael harishon eno rak shluchos, and the money is going to Fievel via the Jew. So the Jew is like a loan officer on behalf of somebody else. So that's okay. He's just a shliach of the kochavim. In that case, it was bimutter afilu nosein haribis li Yisrael. Even if the ribis is being given to a Jew in order to collect it, this loan is between the Jew and the non-Jew directly. So then that would be okay. And I don't know how this has ramifications for being a Shomer Shabbos, being a from law, a loan officer. You're not writing the loan. In theory, you're writing the loan. You're lending the loan on behalf of Freddie and Fanny, if they still exist. Right, that's how it's going. So how does that play into this? I'm not sure. I mean, generally, the way we avoid these issues, Manazah, is that we say, well, it's a corporation. No, but the corporation doesn't work that way. It works the other way. So, does it somehow work out that it's a non-Jew originating the loan? In which case, then maybe there'd be room to be made later. Okay? All right. So, stop here. Next week, we